the viewpoints of the leader, Sayyid Mojtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Imam Sayyid Mojtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, issued a message on the occasion of May 15th, National Persian Language Preservation Day, and the commemoration of the great poet Hakim Abul Qasim Ferdowsi. The following is part of the text of his message. This epic of presence, defense, and victory places a significant duty on the people of culture, literature, and the arts to rise as Ferdowsi did and bring about a bi'tha and rising of the artists in the wake of the people's own bi'tha. They must blend thought, the pen, and the tongue with art to make the narrative of the nation's greatest uprising eternal in history. One way to look at the message of Ayatollah Sayyid Mojtaba Husseini Khamenei is to look at it from the perspective of soft power. You see, in the literature of international relations, soft power refers to a nation's ability to exert influence through its culture, through its values, through its language, and its historical narratives. In this message, there have been several key components of soft power that are highlighted through the words of our supreme leader. So, the leader of the revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mojtaba Husseini Khamenei, introduces the Persian language as the mold of cognition and as the thread connecting thought. So, this expression indicates that language is not merely a tool for conveying messages, but language is way more. Language is rather the framework for the formation of thought and collective identity. So, in this view, the Persian language does actually serve three important functions. It preserves the historical identity of the Iranians, it transmits cultural and civilizational heritage, and it actually also enables the expansion of Iranian Islamic culture on the global scale. And for this reason, the message explicitly states that the Persian language and literature constitute one of the greatest capacities for promoting Iranian Islamic civilization in the world. And it is really important because the message of Ayatollah Sayyid Mojtaba Khamenei is a cultural narrative building. So one of the key points of the message is the invitation to artists to narrate the epics of the Iranian nation. Why? Because this is one of the most important parts of the culture that every society needs to have. And some of the societies around us, some of the nations and some of the countries around us, they do not have that. And what they're looking is these heroes to stick to and to transmit their culture and actually take civilizational heritage from these points. But we as Iranians have a lot of these cultural figures that can be used as civilizational heritage. Thank you for staying with us with the commentary of this message. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.